Good evening and welcome to Nadi Chikitsa Wellness Private Limited. Welcome to Nadi Chikitsa Institute for Ayurvedic Studies and welcome to Agar Meditation. Now we are having another practice today, which is breathe to your heart's content. Most of us are deficient in our breathing. That's because we lose awareness of what we are doing. Most of us take short breaths. Most of us tend to focus on what the mind is doing because these are familiar to us. But today you are going to do something different. And before that, let me introduce this concept of the three aspects of being that you are. We are three, even though we are one, we are three. Let me explain this to you. We think who we are. And that's our physicality. If I ask you, who are you? You announce your name. This is your body, mind, ego. This is your physical self. This is who you think you are. And then there is your attitude. The attitude is what you use to communicate with others. And that's what others think you are. They think you are your attitude. And the third is the one that you really are. And that is the Atma, that which pervades everywhere, that which is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all-loving, all-inclusive, and all-powerful. So this is what you are really. So today we are going to access the third dimension, that is the one that who you really are, and we are going to operate from there. Although the Atman does not operate, we are going to be who we really are and travel through the body, through the heart. This is what we are attempting today. So welcome to Agar Meditation once again. And in November, this is August, in November we'll complete 2 years, and we're also looking towards having a spiritual outing in November. The last one was in Varanasi, which was tremendously, tremendously powerful. A few of the Agar Meditation members who traveled with us are the ones who are testimony to that. And this time we are looking at another location, which is again exclusive, exquisite, something that can give us another phenomenal experience. All right, so today, let us again focus on grounding ourselves before we start off on going into the breath. So firstly, we'll start with the Agar meditation. I will start with the maypole meditation. I'm sorry. The maypole grounds our awareness. It makes us stabilize. And for those who are new to this group, the practice involves connecting us to our higher consciousness, which means that elevating our plane of awareness from who we think we are to who we really are. And the common disciplines that we follow are that while we are sitting, we do not use the back support. So if you are sitting on a couch, make sure you come to the edge of the couch so that the hip bones are a level above the knees. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure that you have a stack of pillows or blankets so that your hips are raised above the level of the knees, and that will straighten your back. Do not use the back support of a chair or the back support of your couch or the wall. Let the back be free, let it be straight, firm, but not stiff. You can keep your eyes oriented downward to prevent any mental clutter, and you can keep your eyelids closed. And those who wish to keep your eyelids open can also do so. Let us start the maypole meditation to start with. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel a golden circle of light on the ground. And imagine yourself being in the center of it. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety. That you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from being well. Let go of any pain, any distress, any anger, any anxiety, any restlessness, any frustrations, irritations, agitations, any sadness that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences, negative desires and aspirations that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any sense of tiredness, or even a feeling of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or even a sense of guilt that you may be carrying in any part of you. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. When you breathe, there are two aspects to our breath. One is us breathing. The other is the breath that travels. The breath is prana. The breath is life. The breath is the Atman. And when we breathe as the self, as the body, mind, ego, awareness, then we draw the breath into the body. But when we are conscious, then we see the Atma traveling through the body, into the body. But when we breathe as the Atman, then we travel into the body. These are the aspects of the breath. So we will attempt now the first one, to draw the breath into the body. And finally, we will try to travel into the body as the breath. The purpose of this meditation or this breath awareness is primarily to become more aware. It's not to be aware of our breathing, but it's to be the awareness that we are. That's the objective of today's meditation. So now, if you will, you can sit straight with a firm back, with your neck and your head in alignment. As you breathe in, I just want you to draw a long breath, but a long breath is not to draw a forceful breath. Do not draw a forceful breath. Draw a simple long breath. And as you breathe in, I want you to observe the breath traveling into your nostrils all the way to the brow center if you can. If you can't, just be aware as the breath awareness will slowly reveal its presence at the brow center. So now, As you breathe in, draw this long, smooth breath. Don't breathe forcefully. And as you breathe, be aware of the breath traveling from the tip of your nostrils up into the nostrils to the procenter. You can follow the breath with the mind. The eyes need to be in a downward direction. If you follow with the eyes, then you will see a lot of clutter in the mind. So let us practice this. With awareness, just follow the breath from the tip of your nostrils all the way to the brow center and back. And maintain awareness with your mind. Let us begin. Be aware of the breath, don't lose your awareness. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Social media is one of the main distractions to spiritual practice. So when you watch a lot of social media, then when you have to watch the breath, you will see waterfalls, you will see gushes of water. This is the monsoon, so many of you have been exposing yourself to the media of water which is gushing into the streets, into different places. Reduce your social media influence so you can focus on what you intend to. You cannot have both. You cannot have a spiritual practice and a vibrant lifestyle. What I mean, vibrant as something that has got so much exposure to everything that is worldly. You can, when you have the awareness, you can watch and not be connected. But to claim that you watch and you are not distracted is not true. So the influences are clear. So please reduce your social media influence. Instead, if you have time, this is a time to make up for your spiritual practice. If the real happiness and the real glory that you're searching for is in your spiritual practice, the real contentment is in your spiritual practice. You may derive a lot of pleasure by watching all these videos and social media exposure. You may feel a lot of pleasure, but in the end, the moment you switch your social media off, you will wonder, I could have used that time for my sadhana, to press my clothes, to do my dishes, and so many other things. So consider reducing your social media influence. Otherwise, this Saturday meditation will be one weekend visit just like you visit a mall. You don't gain anything there, except that you spend a lot of your money and your time and your energy. The same happens here, where you spend your time. But you gain very little because this Saturday meditation is not followed up with practice, not adequate. Doing just lip service by sitting for 5 minutes or 10 minutes does not take you anywhere. You have to sit if you have to experience the glory of the divine. When the time comes for you to disconnect from the world, you'll find all the effort that you will put then to be futile because you're not prepared enough. We ask you to prepare now so you don't have to feel that I should have prepared then. So let us come back to the practice now. Now, is there anyone here who was not able to feel the breath all the way to the Brow Center? You can show a hand if you are not able to feel your breath all the way to the Brow Center. What was your problem, Dr. Ravi? Please unmute. Please unmute and can you describe what was your problem?
I have a sore throat and I'm not able to doctor.
I'm not able to hear you. You are audible but not clear.
There's a lot of disturbance around.
Okay. You may have audible disturbance around you. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So there is a. So which is why I asked you to keep your eyes low. When you keep your eyes down, then are you able to disconnect from the auditory sounds partially?
Yeah, to a great extent, but I'm slowly getting adjusted to that. But previously, I was not even able to. Where this particular iteration that happened around.
Okay, it's not about getting adjusted. The point is to disconnect. So we have a sensory confusion. Our sensory confusion is that everything that we hear, we are connecting it to a visual in the mind. So the mind projects different objects when the ears listen to different sounds. So there is a practice which we will conduct maybe in the next Saturday. We conduct this practice of Antarmauna, where we will disconnect the senses. They all get together and confuse you. We have to just separate the sense. Ears are for hearing, eyes are for seeing, nose is for smelling, mouth is for tasting. So we don't have to confuse our senses. We don't have to get into the sensory confusion. So now, while you keep your eyes closed and you feel the breath has got nothing to do with the sound. The breath is everything with the feeling. So what is the reason that you are not able to feel?
The problem is if I inhale it with a bit of intensity, I am getting a strain of cough.
I don't want you to constrict your gullet while you're breathing in. Do not constrict your gullet while breathing in. I want you to breathe in slow and long, but not deep. And please do not constrict your gullet as if you're doing an Ujjayi Pranayama, which you might be trying to do. So don't constrict your gullet. Without constricting the gullet, try to breathe in long and deep. Long, slow, and deep, but don't take a lot of air.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can try that.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. So now, the next thing that we're going to do is to, as we breathe in and we take our breath all the way to the throat center, now we're going to branch breath. So one goes to the brow center, the other goes to the heart, which means that your breathing is going to be a little longer than before. As I told you before, the eyeballs need to be in a downward direction with eyelids closed. All right, so let's keep our back, neck, and head straight. Now, while you're observing this breath, it is possible at times that the mind interferes and your neck just protrudes forward, just to try and observe it even more closely. So be aware of your posture and make sure your neck, your head, and your body is in one straight line and that the head does not protrude forward. Now keeping your back straight. Now again, let us just try breathing this long, slow breath, not where you take in a lot of air, just taking a slow, long, deep breath. And let it go to the brow center and then branch off at the bridge of your nose and travel towards your heart. Back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Ranjini, you are unmuted. Anything that you want to say?
No, doctor, by mistake.
Okay. So, there were a lot of people who started coughing, I think, during this practice. We have to take a slow, smooth, long, deep breath, but don't breathe heavy. We just have to be aware. We just have to be aware. Is there anyone who couldn't? How many of you could do this practice? That's nice. So while you do this practice, the mind really gets quiet. The mind really becomes quiet. So is anyone who was not able to do it? Anyone here who's not able to do it? There's so many people who said they couldn't do, and few of you who did not raise your hand. What about you? All right. So now what we'll do is to attempt traveling as the breath. Now what you have to do is you have to position your awareness outside of the nostrils. Position your awareness outside of the nostrils. And as you breathe in, travel into the nostrils to the bro center and branch off and travel to the heart and back. So this requires an extended and intensified or amplified amount of awareness. So if you lose your awareness, then again, you're lost. So you have to start all over. So position yourself outside of the nostrils and breathe in and travel into the nostrils as you breathe in. And travel to the bro center, branch off, and travel to the heart and back. So you are now the breath. So travel as the breath into the nostrils, to the bro center and the heart and back. This is what we are attempting to do now. So keep your back, your neck, and your head straight. Position your awareness that outside, maybe a 2 or 3 centimeters outside of the nostrils. And as you breathe in, travel as the breath into the nostrils, to the bro center, branch off and travel to the heart and out. Continue this breathing. Continue traveling in and out of the body. come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. How many of you are able to do it this time? How many of you are able to travel as the breath through the body? Now, can you, any one of you, describe how was your awareness through this? Any one of you, can you unmute and describe what was the awareness like?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So I was quite alert and aware, and I could feel I did as per instruction. But I just need one clarification in this. I was actually able to feel the heart, you know, as if there's a lump and it's, you know, breathing in and breathing out. I'm not sure if it is right or no.
That's the breath. That's the mind interfering.
Okay. That's because I could feel that, you know, a lump. And then I also felt a piercing, you know, a kind of a pain also, you know, when you're breathing in. So I really don't know if it was right or not.
Okay, Rashmi, thank you. So when you're in awareness, what you experience, when you're in awareness, what you experience is a numbing of all the other sounds outside of you, including any of the sounds of your air conditioning or any of those things around. Even subtle sounds, you will find a muting or a numbing of all the other sounds around you. Is there anyone who felt that way?
Anyone here? Namaskara, Rock.
Yes, Shilpa.
The first time, the time before that when we did it, my mind did waver in between, but I was getting back into the awareness. This time it was more deep, though I did fall out of awareness very briefly, but this time almost throughout there was stillness. I mean, there was no feeling of pain or thought process.
Okay, did you experience a numbing of all the surrounding sounds?
I didn't hear anything at all.
Okay. So the objective, like I told you, thank you, Shilpa. The objective of this practice, like I told you, is to primarily get to that awareness of I am awareness. That's the awareness that you experience. But a brief experience of the I am awareness is not enough. You have to be it. Because someday in the future, you are just going to be out of this body and the experience of this world, and then you must have the awareness to end it all, to finish off all the baggage and to merge back into the divine. That's the objective of what we are doing. Meditation is not meant to just calm the mind. It is not meant to get out of stress. I mean, those are small, insignificant side benefits. But the root cause, the root benefit, the mother of all benefits is to get back into self-realization. To understand that I am that which I'm seeking. Is that to get to that experience that I am that which I'm seeking. And for that, we need to have a constant and consistent awareness of being the Atma. And all the practices that we are doing is just to expose yourself in small bits and pieces to give you that small toffee of I am awareness. But when you taste it and when you experience that bliss, experience that calm and content feeling where you want to come back to again and again, it feels so good that you wish that you didn't have to open your eyes, then that's what you need to practice. We all are professionals. When you are working, yes, You work with awareness. You travel with awareness. You eat with awareness. You speak with awareness. Everything that you do, do with awareness. Being a working professional is nothing different. You can still operate from the I am awareness while you do. Now, how do you do that? You always get back to being the breath. Get back to being the breath every time. So when you draw breath, be aware of drawing the breath. When you're speaking, listen to what you're speaking. So you're aware. When you're thinking, be aware of what you're thinking. Then your thinking is more structured, is slow but sure. You're not thinking bizarre all over the place and speak something, blurt out something that you are not supposed to. Instead, while you're speaking, just be listening to what you're speaking. While you're thinking, listen to what you're thinking. Observe what you're thinking. While you're eating, observe how you're masticating the food. Observe how the body feels. When you're drinking water, observe how the body feels. Feel the texture of the water. You don't have to be too slow. You will not take even an extra second, but it's just that you're more aware. In the beginning, it may be a little slow because you're unfamiliar. It is like walking on a rope, but once you get familiar, you will run on the rope. So it's just a matter of familiarity. So familiarize yourself to being in awareness so that you can experience life better. That's the whole objective. Are there any questions before we end? Yes, sir. Please unmute.
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Sir, after observing our breath during inhalation till the eyebrow center, then it is going to split or branch.
That's correct.
Yes. After that, should we imagine that it is going to the one side of the heart?
So it's nothing. It's not an imagination. You just the breath travels to this into the bronchi. The breath travels into your lungs. But when you follow prana, which is not the breath, which is awareness, then prana travels into your heart. You'll feel that cool stream which is traveling to the center of your chest.
Okay.
And as you breathe out, you just come out as awareness. You travel out of your nostrils.
Okay. So that mental picture won't be there in that.
There is no picture. There is no visualization.
Visualization. Right. Okay. Thank you.
So this is not a practice of visualization. This is a practice of being in awareness. So practice just being the breath. Position your awareness outside of your nostrils. And as you breathe and travel into the nostrils, into the bro center, branch off and travel into the heart. And breathe out as one breath out of your nostrils. So it's a practice, but make sure that your body, neck and head are always straight, so that the mind does not interfere.
Okay.
Thank you so much, all of you, for your attendance. You are amazing people who make it possible. So thank you so much. Let us again meet next Saturday. Until then, all of you have a beautiful weekend and have a lovely week. Thank you so much.